basically you talked to Mike Schaefer, the producer of the show, and what did he tell you to do?
He said to get put together a list of the top 10 women of the last 100 years of the last century. He said that I had to do it in 1 week's time, and he said that I needed to do it so that it reflected what I thought were the top women of the century through my reading and understanding of current events.
Were you allowed to go into to read history, to go to the library?
He told me that I was allowed to look up names, yeah, in reference material, to use newspapers and to put together a list that way. But he said that they had to be my picks for the top women of the century.
So you put your list together based upon who you consider to be, and what was your criteria for top women of the century?
Phil, I think I guess probably the same criteria that you would use for the top men of the century. I think they had to be women who contributed to society, who were examples, good examples to other women, who innovated or changed or did something like that. Who could change things and make things better for women in the century.
Okay, and you have your list, and I know you faxed it over here to Mike, so we're going to go through it one at a time. Now, I want to tell you that I've seen your list. There's some very interesting names on here. One name that is not on here that did make Time Magazine's list is Margaret Thatcher. Were you talking to Mike about Margaret Thatcher?
You'd asked me to talk to him about her.
Okay, and what do you know about Margaret Thatcher?
It's like that's the same thing that he asked me.
I know. Mike was asking about it too. What do you know about Margaret Thatcher?
I know that she was from Great Britain.
That's right.
And I knew about
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, I know that she was very prominent from Great Britain in the 1980s.
Okay, prominent from Great Britain in the 1980s. What did she do?
I don't know if she was involved in science or she was a queen. I think she's not a queen because I know they already have a...
That's Queen Elizabeth, right. Margaret Thatcher.
That's on the tip of my tongue, too.
You want a little more time?
Well, I think she was involved in some uprising or something. I don't know.
Okay, Margaret Thatcher was the Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Okay, yeah, that was the other thing that yeah. So I mean that's what Mike was telling me.
So a lot of these are very difficult, and again, it's very subjective. Knowing who some of the more prominent women of the last 100 years were. We're going to get to your list, and the list that you put together. Another name that you left off of here was Madonna.
Right. I did leave Madonna off.
Now, why was that? Because you're a big fan of music.
I left off Madonna because that I think that Madonna is a very talented woman. But I think that her face, in other words, I think she's always had a very good athletic body. I think she's always had a very sexy body. But I think her face in recent times has gotten, sort of nasty to look at. But I do believe that she has a good singing voice. I think basically, though, her singing voice is not as strong as it used to be. And I think she's gotten kind of nasty looking in the face. But I think her body's still as tight as probably it always has been.
So you leave Madonna off of this list because she's not as beautiful?
I think, she's an entertainer, so a lot of that has to do with, how good she looks. And
do you think her you don't think her singing's as strong?
No, I don't think her singing's as strong as it used to be. And I think her body is still as good as it used to be, but I think her face is nastier now. It was nasty, but I think it's gotten fairly nasty looking now.
And when you say that Madonna's face is nasty,
She has that space between her teeth, and in other words, what I'm saying is, if you're going to be an entertainer, and
let me interrupt you here for a minute, Chris. Would you say that if people were to say that you're a little bit shallow in your view of Madonna?
No, I'm not, because if you're an entertainer, yeah, you have to take into consideration your looks, okay? And that's what I'm talking about.
So, okay, because she's on stage and she entertains, then her looks are pivotal.
Yeah, I believe that they are. And I think that in recent years, Madonna's face has gotten nasty. But I think, you know, she's still a great entertainer, but that would knock her off the top 10 list.
Okay, let's talk about your top 10 list. Top 10 women of the 20th century, Chris. You got it in front of you?
Yeah, I do, Phil.
Go ahead.
Okay, these are my top 10 women of the 20th century. I think they all have different things that they've done that I think qualify them for the list. Number one, I think Marilyn Monroe. I don't think there's any doubt that she is a, you know, very big figure in the history of women in this country in entertainment. She is a great comedian. She's also had a very, you know, nice body. She was very, very beautiful, and she was also very talented. Number two is Jane Mansfield. Jane Mansfield kind of followed the footsteps of Marilyn Monroe. She was a good comedian. She had a very, very big pair. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, you know, but she just did. She had a big pair and also had a good body. Number three, the woman that made up birth control. What I'm trying to remember her name.
Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger, because I think that's important for the sexual revolution of what I've been a big part of. I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
That's okay, you're doing fine. So number one, Marilyn Monroe. Number two, Jane Mansfield. Number three, Margaret Sanger.
The lady that made up birth control.
That's Margaret Sanger.
Okay, yeah, Margaret Sanger. Number four, Mother Teresa, because I think that she's done a lot to help poor people and the needy. Number five, Dolly Parton, because I think that she lifted herself up from poverty and made a name for herself and made a big impression. She's also another one like Jane Mansfield. She's got a really big pair on her, and I think that makes her very attractive. Number six, Sharon Tate, because...
Sharon Tate?
Yeah, the lady that got killed by Manson.
Okay.
Because she was on her way to great stardom before Manson killed her, and I think that if he hadn't killed her, she would have been one of the all-time, you know, interested actresses. And also because, you know, I think with her death came a lot of other women that wanted to kind of, you know, go into acting and be good at it. Number seven, Sharon Stone. I think her courageous film Basic Instinct was very courageous. Number eight, Martha Stewart. Because she shows women how to make the home nice. Number nine, Britney Spears, because she's a young, up-and-coming actress, and she also has a nice body and a nice, she has a nice-looking butt. And number 10, Daisy Fuentes, because she has led the way for a lot of, you know, Latin women to get in entertainment.
Okay, let's go to Canby on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Canby, and I was simply appalled. I didn't see any merit in what this guy had to say as far as
the women on his list?
The women on his list. I mean,
since when do
the biggest boobs and the nicest butt count for anything?
Good point. Chris?
Okay. I appreciate what you're saying, and I'm sorry that I brought that up. I mean, as a man, I can't ignore that. But
I would focus on I mean, I think that you threw Mother Teresa in there.
No. What I want to say is the life of Jane Mansfield was very interesting because she was very poor. She did bring herself up. She taught herself dancing. She taught herself singing. She fought her way to the top in what was primarily
entertainment.
Okay, but I know that's entertainment, but it also shows that she had a lot of guts. But as a man, I can't ignore the fact that she did have a big pair. I mean, I'm sorry, you know. And
okay, well, what do you mean as a man you can't ignore that?
Well, you can't. I mean, it's like Dolly Parton.
How would it feel to you if all I judged the men that made a huge impact by their by some physical attribute that had nothing to do with their integrity, had nothing to do with any impact that they made. Like, if I thought
are you saying, ma'am,
had a great butt.
Well, are you saying, Chris, that this is why she's on the list, because she was endowed that way?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you have to. If you talk about Jane Mansfield, I mean, you got to mention the fact she had a pretty good pair on her. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
same thing with Britney Spears.
I don't think that is something that you really do have to mention.
As a man, he asked me to make the list.
It is an attribute.
But it's something that
only her and her husband really can enjoy.
Well, no. I mean, Jane Mansfield, see, as a man, I made the list. Okay, I mean, the whole world enjoyed Jane Mansfield's pair.
Yeah, okay, I'm a little uncomfortable with you constantly talking about Jane Mansfield's pair. Jane Mansfield, by the way, met her end prematurely in an automobile accident. It was not a pretty sight. So let's have a little respect.
I do have respect. I'm just saying that was part of her attraction.
One of our listeners, a man, picked this list. We talked to him last week. We took a few qualifiers on the line. His name is Chris, lives in Redondo Beach. We also threw out some names like Margaret Thatcher, Madonna, and Chris, I'm going to throw out one more name to you before we go back to our phone calls, and I want you to tell me what you know about this woman, Eleanor Roosevelt.
I know that she had something to do with black people.
Something to do with black people.
I think, but...
I'll give you a hint. She lived the middle part of the century.
Okay, that would be...
Like in the 40s, 30s and 40s?
Okay. Well, you're stumping me with these tonight.
Well, we're looking at the list that you put together, the top 10 women of the century. Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Margaret Sanger, Mother Teresa, Dolly Parton, Sharon Tate, Sharon Stone, Martha Stewart, Britney Spears, and Daisy Fuentes, okay? And so...
Yeah, well, if you're saying that this is the name that I should have on my list, I was told to put the ones that I thought...
No, I'm not saying that you should. I'm just asking you, what do you know about Eleanor Roosevelt? And then we have to go to our phone calls. Eleanor Roosevelt, what do you know about her?
Man. I know she had something to do with black people.
Something to do with black people.
Yes, sir. But I'm drawing a blank.
All right. I'll give you the answer in a minute. Let's go to another phone call here. Sandy Springs on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. What would you like to know?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Well, the person that you have on the air sounds like he doesn't know anything about women of the century. In fact, women of the last 20 years who are favorable as far as physical attributes, that's one thing. But as far as women that were great, that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, I mean... Could you repeat that?
You're talking about women with big boobs. That's something of a physical thing. That's not women. You're talking about women of the century. That's 100 years of accomplishments.
I know, but I'm saying...
Like Eleanor Roosevelt, you don't even know who Eleanor Roosevelt is? She was President Roosevelt's wife, number one. And you're right, she did help black people. Or you were for Afro-American.
Right,
you ever heard of Queen Elizabeth?
I'm sorry?
You ever heard of Queen Elizabeth?
She was,
Queen
you Elizabeth. You don't know who Queen Elizabeth was?
No, sir. I'm saying Queen Elizabeth was the one who was in, I don't know what...
Queen Elizabeth.
Hold on. I want to see if you can get this. What did Queen Elizabeth do?
I didn't know I'd brought on this show to be laughed at. You know,
I'm sorry, sir. I don't. That's not my intent. But I do. The gentleman has a good question. Who is Queen Elizabeth? Please tell us.
She's an actress, I think.
Okay. No, not Elizabeth Taylor. Queen Elizabeth. Elizabeth Taylor did a lot of good herself. That's true.
Queen Elizabeth was Shut up for a minute, man. She was the Queen of England.
Is there somebody helping you? Is there somebody helping you?
Of course.
Well, I mean, he told me to put together a list, and I did. Jane Mansfield, you cannot deny, had big boobs, okay? And you can't deny that Dolly Parton's got a pretty good pair on her, too.
I thought the thing was to put together the greatest women of the century, not the greatest boobs of the century.
No, these women are great, okay?
Greatest boobs of the century. Now, that would have been a better list.
No, these women are great. It just so happens they got a nice pair, too.
How about Golda Meir?
Was she a model or something, or what?
No, he said 100 years, the century, not the last 10 years of your adult life.
What was her name? Goldie what?
Golda Meir. Golda Meir.
Is that the one in the fairy tale? Or?
What fairy tale?
How about Miss Gandhi?
The Three Bears?
That's Goldilocks, man.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I think what you're doing now is you're trying to make fun of me.
No, I'm just naming women who are great women of the century.
Gandhi? I thought that was a dude.
Hmm?
I thought that was a dude.
Yeah, but he had a wife who lived after he...
They made that James Bond movie after that Golda person, I don't know, Golda Lady or something.
Okay.
How about Oprah Winfrey?
That's the one who has the TV show.
She's done a lot for quite a few people, too.
Okay, sir, I appreciate your phone call. Here is Moreno Valley on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Boy.
I have a question for him.
Yeah, you need to turn your radio down, too. We can hear it in the background there, okay?
I have a question for him. I was wondering, how is Britney Spears a woman of the century? How did she?
Because if you look at her, life, she was raised poor in Louisiana. Her family didn't have nothing, and then she went to Orlando, and you know, punched through and made a big name for herself in a very short time. She's only 17 years old when she come from Louisiana, and she not have nothing. And then she come out to Orlando where, they taught her how to dance and sing and everything. And I think that's a very inspiring story for a lot of people to see how she fought her way from nothing all the way to being the number one female star in the world.
But whatever
and yeah,
happened to...
yeah, and nobody wants me to say it, but yeah, she's got a nice pair.
That has nothing to do with her being on the top, on the list for the women of the century. I have a nice pair, too. That doesn't make me a person of the century.
Well,
whatever happened to Princess Diana?
She died.
How come she didn't make your list?
Well, I don't understand.
Princess Diana, the Princess of Wales. You remember who she was, right?
Yeah, the one that was in the car wreck.
The one that was in the car wreck, yes, that one. Why would she not be on your list?
She didn't do much.
You would put Britney Spears over Princess Diana?
All I'm saying is, Princess Diana, if she's the one that I seen in the magazine, she didn't have a... I mean, Britney Spears has a nice pair, okay, number one. Right? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Britney Spears has a nice pair.
I can't believe you're judging them by their boobs.
No, I'm a man, aren't I? Aren't I allowed to be a man?
What's that got to do with Princess Diana?
Mr. Henry, you picked me on your radio show last week to put together the top 10 list of women of the last 100 years, and I'm doing the very best job that I can. And I've been called names. I've been called stupid. You know.
Well, you do sound real stupid right now.
Why do I sound stupid? Why? Because I happened to pick Britney Spears? Princess Diana didn't do much for me. What'd she do?
She did a lot for a lot of people.
Well, you know, I mean, I've seen pictures of her in that Life magazine one that they did on her, and also People magazine, too, did one on her. And Britney Spears, you've got to tell, right now you have to know that she had a better pair than Princess Diana. Having a nice pair of boobs isn't a requirement, but it helps. That's all I'm saying.
So Princess Diana doesn't make your list because she doesn't have a nice pair?
Not anymore, she doesn't. She might have.
Have you ever heard of Jackie Kennedy Onassis? Have you ever heard of her?
Jackie Kennedy Onassis.
She was the President Kennedy's widow.
Right.
I don't know. Was she the one that was the mother of John Kennedy?
Yeah, she was the one.
Yeah, that's her.
She's walking on the small boob side of the street.
That has nothing to do with the impact
she made. I'm just telling you what side of the street she was walking on. I ain't saying she's good. I ain't saying she's bad. I'm just telling you what side of the street.
The small boob side.
Yeah. God.
This should have been
coming
the top
down
10
on me.
Boobs then.
Yeah, when we do the top 10 boobs of the 20th century, man, we'll, thank you, ma'am, for your call. We'll give you a call here, okay? I wasn't asking you to list the top 10.
Well, it wouldn't be the top 10 boobs, because that's only five women. It'd be like the top, you know.
I got it, okay, I understand. Troutdale on the Phil Henry Show, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, dude, you, I don't know.
What?
I would like to say something to you. The women that should be off list are the women that are going to make it in our children's history books. How about the women that even want their names said? I'm talking women who
what's wrong with the list that I made? What's wrong with Marilyn Monroe? What's wrong with Dolly Parton? Martha Stewart, too, who also has helped women,
No, I'm talking that's the last 10 years.
Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa's been around a long time.
And yeah, Mother Teresa did great things. I'm talking about the women. I mean, we're talking about 100 years here, okay?
Okay.
We're talking about 100 years. You know how, I mean, that's...
The lady that made up birth control was 100 years ago.
The lady that made up birth control.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you get her name, man?
So you can go out and be...
What? The lady that made up birth
control? The lady who made up birth control. Get her name. It's Margaret Sanger, okay? Margaret Sanger. Do you understand that?
Yeah, she lived like in the 1910s. She lived in the 1910s.
Look, man, I'm saying that the women that need...
By the way, did Margaret Sanger have a nice pair?
You know, I mean, you can make fun all you want. I made up a list.
No, really, seriously. Did Margaret Sanger have a good-looking pair? Or did Mother Teresa have a nice pair?
I don't think so, man. She was like a nun. You know? I don't think so. God, man.